जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट फॉर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्लाय श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव एंड नित्लाय श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव to an entire Rupanand Gauriya Guru Varga, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to especially Sri Kashishwar Pandit Bhugarbha Goswami and Nitlai Shrimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, whose auspicious Tirubhav Tithis we are observing today in this auspicious month of Kartik. So just one day before this entire month of Kartik finishes, these three eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they enter into Samadhi. So, regarding Kashishwar Pandit, he is a disciple of Sri Ishwar Puripad. He and Govinda Prabhu, they were disciples of Sri Ishwar Puripad, and they served their spiritual master in such nice, wonderful ways. Now, Ishwar Puripad himself was such a wonderful Guru Sevak. No, he served his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri in such a way that Madhavendra Puri blessed him that you will be the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And Ishwar Puripad, he became the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, he gave mantra to Mahaprabhu himself because of his service to his guru. And on the other hand, we hear how Ramchandra Kaviraj, how he served his guru. When he would serve his guru, he would tell his guru, oh, you must meditate on the impersonal Brahman. Why are you crying out to Krishna and like this in pain and all these things? And Madhavendra Puripad told him, I don't want to see the face of a sinful person such as you ever again. No, leave, he told him. But Ishwar Puri, he knew that his spiritual master was completely transcendental. That whatever transformations he was experiencing were actually the transformations of prema. So therefore, he served his spiritual master with so much sincerity that he blessed him, that may you achieve prem. This way, Mahaprabhu himself became his disciple. And we hear how Ishwar Puripad, when he came to Navadvip, he had written this book, Sri Krishna Leelamrit. When Mahaprabhu, he told Mahaprabhu, oh, you should look for any mistakes. And Mahaprabhu said, how can I look for mistakes in your book? This is a book written by a pure devotee. I can never look for any mistakes here. But then Ishwar Puri still, he told him, no, you must look, he said. Go through and see if you can find any mistakes. And then Mahaprabhu actually he found apparently one mistake. He told Ishwar Puripad, oh, maybe the dhatu of this word is not so appropriate. And then actually Ishwar Puripad, he corrected Mahaprabhu. That was the only time Mahaprabhu as a scholar was defeated actually. If you see in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu is arguing with so many different residents of Navadvip, with Murari Gupta, with Mukunda Prabhu, and with so many other scholars, all his classmates, and he would defeat everyone. But this was the only time that he was defeated by the prema of his beloved devotee. Ishwar Puripad actually said, no, that is proper, he said. In this way, Mahaprabhu, since then he had so much love for Ishwar Puripad. And then we hear that when Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, we hear, no, that time he was Nimai Pandit. But when he went to Gaya, upon meeting Ishwar Puri, he became Bhavuk Nimai. There itself, Mahaprabhu, he had a headache. And he said, oh, if you bring the water that has bathed the feet of all the Brahmins, then you can cure me of this headache. So were these smarter Brahmins or devotee Brahmins? They were devotee Brahmins. So then Mahaprabhu's headache was cured and he met his spiritual master. He served him there. Mahaprabhu himself cooked for his spiritual master for so many days. He cooked for his spiritual master, he massaged his feet. He did so many other services for his spiritual master. And then he was initiated by him, Mahaprabhu. He received this Ashtakshar mantra, Gopal mantra, which is, he received only the last name, which is Krishna, who is the beloved of the gopis. He received this. Now we receive Ashtakshar. Now we receive the 18-syllable mantra. But actually before he only received the 8-syllable mantra. And this was enough. Gurudev says, actually, the Gopal mantra is more than enough in giving perfection to everyone, he says. But still, he says, for the purification of the sadhakas, Dhyan Chandra Goswami, he has given us so many mantras, like Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Kam Gayatri, so that gradually we can attain more and more purification. But he said ultimately, the Gopal Mantra itself is so powerful, he said. So this way Mahaprabhu received this mantra from Ishwar Puripad, and then as we know, when he returned to Navadvip, he was no longer Nimai Pandit, he was Bhavuk Nimai. Only weeping and weeping in separation. So then when Ishwar Puri himself, when he was in his old age, and when he was about to enter into Nityalila, he was served by two sevaks, Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda Prabhu. He was served by them. And they themselves served their spiritual master just like Ishwar Puri served his Gurudev. They served him just in such a way, with so much mamata and intimacy, so much Vishramba Guru Seva. You know, like the other day we were listening, that Ekalavya, he's actually a tamasic Guru Sevak, Ekalavya. He wanted to please his Guru to kill the Pandavas. And Dronacharya said, what type of Guru Sevak are you? Very tamasic. So he took away his thumb as Guru Dakshina. And even in the end, Krishna had to kill him by Sudarshan Chakra. So he was never a Guru Sevak, very tamasic. And then Karna, he was like a Rajasic Guru Sevak. He actually wanted to please his Guru so that again he could defeat the Pandavas again. Very Rajasic. But still, because he would give so much in charity and he was little noble, he is considered Rajasic. And then Bhishma, he is like a Sattvic Guru Sevak. He served his Guru in the mode of goodness. Like we heard, no, like although he was Kshatriya, he said something. But still, he pleased his Guru in many ways. Even when his Guru told him to marry this Amba, still he did not marry. He had to fight with his Guru. So he is like the Sattvic Guru Sevak. But we see, Krishna himself, he showed how a Nirgun Guru Sevak should be. He himself, how did he serve Sandipani Muni in his ashram? Performed all the menial services. And when his Guru told him to bring firewood, he bought this firewood and he kept it on his head the whole night. It is said the water level rose up until his chest. Could have even drowned him, but still he didn't want the firewood to be wet. So this way he kept it on his head the whole night. This is how he served his Guru. And in the end his Guru blessed him, saying, may you be blessed with all the 64 arts. So this way Krishna himself has shown, and Mahaprabhu himself has shown, how to be an ideal Guru Sevak, how he served his Guru. And this way Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda Prabhu, they served their Guru in such wonderful ways. And then finally, the last instruction Ishwar Puripad ever told them was that, oh, go and serve Krishna Chaitanya, he told them. Go and serve him, they said. He is like my heart and soul. So go and serve him. Serving him is like non-different from serving me. So that time Mahaprabhu was in Puri. So that time Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda Prabhu, they came to meet Mahaprabhu. That time Mahaprabhu, he said, like, how can I accept both of you in my service? No, Guru Sevak hai manya amar. It means Guru Sevak is so much, he is to be respected by me. How can I engage you in my seva? He said. But still, anyhow, because my Guru has given this order, anyhow, you can do as you wish. And then from then on, they became the personal sevaks of Mahaprabhu. Like we hear, oh, Govinda Prabhu served. In fact, one Sarvam Bhattacharya said, oh, someone may say that Govinda Prabhu actually belonged to a Shudra caste. So people may even say bad things about you, that you are a Brahmin sannyasi and you accepted someone who is from a Shudra caste as your sevak. Mahaprabhu said, no, regardless, even if he's like that, still my Guru has accepted him. And therefore, he is worshipable by me also. But still, because he's so intent on serving me, I'm accepting his service. And we hear how Govinda Prabhu served Mahaprabhu with his life and soul. In fact, when Mahaprabhu was sleeping, Govinda Prabhu had to go over Mahaprabhu. So then when he placed a cloth on Mahaprabhu and then he jumped over Mahaprabhu and went inside. But then he didn't go back outside again. And then when Mahaprabhu woke up, he said, oh, why are you here? He said, I was waiting for you to wake up. So then how did you enter inside? By placing a cloth on you. Then he said, oh, why did you do that? Then he said, that is for your seva. But when I go outside, that will be for my own self. So then how can I cross over you? Mahaprabhu, he was saying, oh, how sincere Govinda Prabhu is. How we know that Raghav Joli, where they would bring all these different food items from Bengal, and Mahaprabhu, Govinda Prabhu would tell Mahaprabhu, oh, this devotee has bought this, this devotee has bought that. Mahaprabhu would accept with so much love. This way, Govinda Prabhu, he served Mahaprabhu with so much love and affection. In fact, Govinda Prabhu would sometimes think that, oh, why do Swarup Damodar and Goswami and Raya Ramananda Prabhu make my Prabhu weep so much? Why do they make him weep so much? Then Mahaprabhu, sometimes if he would not see them, he would tell Govinda, oh, where are they? Bring them here. Then Govinda Prabhu would think, oh, anyhow, and then he would bring them. So this way, even Kashishwar Pandit was also there with Mahaprabhu. It is said Govinda Prabhu was the foremost of Mahaprabhu's sevaks. It is said even Gopal Guru Goswami was also one of Mahaprabhu's sevaks. Although his name is not mentioned, he is also one of the sevaks. So this way, Kashishwar Pandit, along with his godbrother, he would serve Mahaprabhu. It is said that Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda Prabhu, there were two servants in Golok Vrindavan called Bangur and Bringar. Their service was to bring water from the Yamuna. Also, it is mentioned that there were also two sakhis, Kalavati and Shashirekha. There were also these two sakhis. And their service was also to bring water from the Yamuna. So, like, their identities are mentioned in this way. So, Kashishwar Pandit was very well built. What would he do? He would protect Mahaprabhu, because everyone would be so much attracted to see him. You know, golden body, just completely absorbed in him. Kashishwar Pandit would protect him. And then he would make sure that no one would harm Mahaprabhu or touch him. Because sometimes if someone would do something, Mahaprabhu's mood might be upset. He might be disturbed. So therefore, he was always protecting Mahaprabhu by always staying near him. So then when Mahaprabhu heard Rupa Goswami had established the deity of Govindadev in Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was so happy. We know that story, no? That Rupa Goswami, he would always do Panchakoshi, Vrindavan Parikrama. Every day he would do. So then one day he saw one Brahmin boy. This Brahmin boy told Rupa Goswami that, oh, if you go to Gomtila, there's one Gomtila hill, that every day one Surubhi cow comes and puts milk over a mound of earth. Mound is like an anthill. So he said, go very carefully there with all the Brajavasis and make sure that you remove the deity there. There's a deity underneath. So then Rupa Goswami, he immediately realized that this Brahmin boy was Krishna himself. So then when he went with all the Brajavasis and very gently, they dug around this mound. And then they found this deity of Govindadev that was established by Vajranab, which has the lotus-like face of Krishna. So this way he was established there. Mahaprabhu was so happy when he heard this. So then he told Kashishwar Pandit that, oh, you must also go to Braj and help Rupa Goswami there. Help Rupa there. So then, as you know, Mahaprabhu would offer all his associates to Brajmandal. He himself would stay in Jagannath Puri, but he would send everyone there. So then Kashishwar Pandit said, how can I leave you? He said, cannot bear this separation from you even for a moment, and you're sending me there so far. And then Mahaprabhu said, oh, I'm always in your heart. But still he was not pacified. So Mahaprabhu himself gave him this deity of his own self, Gaur Govinda. This deity, he said. And he said, if you pray to this deity, he will talk to you. He will speak to you. He's non-different from me. And he gave him this Gaur Govinda deity. And then he sent Kashishwar Pandit there to the Govindev temple. So there, this Gaur Govinda deity was placed right near Govindadev. And to this day, Kashishwar Pandit, he had a disciple called Govinda Goshai. So this Govinda Goshai, he was also the chief pujari there. And as you know, Rupa Goswami, he would not stay in one temple. He would always be going everywhere. He would not stay under one tree, so why will he stay in a temple? So then Kashishwar Pandit, he took over the worship of Govindadev along with his disciples. So this way, in that form of Gaur Govind, Mahaprabhu would always stay in Kashishwar Pandit's heart. Always like talking with him. So this way, we see that this is the meaning of their Bhav Seva. Their Bhav Seva is not really Archan, but completely absorbed in Bhav, they're serving Mahaprabhu there. So this way, today is the disappearance day of Mahaprabhu's godbrother, actually. Kashishwar Pandit is Mahaprabhu's godbrother. He's his Guru Bhai. So his disappearance day is today. And also today is the disappearance day of Sri Bhugarbh Goswami. So we see Bhugarbh Goswami's Samadhi is right there in Radha Damodar. Next to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, right there. And also his deity, Radha Chail Chikanju, they are worshipped there. Alongside Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. So why are so many deities present there? We hear from the Vaishnavas that actually they were all living in that one place. Therefore all the deities are worshipped together there. Because all the Vaishnavas were living there. Because their entire place was Seva Kunj. No, their entire place was Seva Kunj, so they were living there in one place. So there, Bhugarbh Goswami, he entered into Samadhi. So another beloved associate of Mahaprabhu. So he's called Bhugarbha. Because he was born from the womb of Mother Earth. Therefore, he's called Bhugarbha. He was actually the paternal uncle of Lokanath Das Goswami. which means he was the brother of Lokanath Das Goswami's mother, father. So this way, Bhugarbha Goswami, he was also present with Mahaprabhu when he was in Navadvip during his childhood days. And as you know, he would always accompany Mahaprabhu everywhere. And then Lokanath Das Goswami, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left, it is said he went everywhere looking for Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu was in Vrindavan, he went to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu had already left. When Mahaprabhu was in Prayag, he went to Prayag, Mahaprabhu had already left. When Mahaprabhu was in South India, he started going to South India also. And then Mahaprabhu appeared to him and he said in a dream, that why are you going here and there? I have offered you to Vrindavan, go there. So then, when Bhugarbha Goswami heard about this, then he said, oh, I will also accompany you, he said. Because it is said he had so much love and affection for him. So this is how their friendship was completely based on Mahaprabhu. Not that they were friends for their own selfish reasons, no. Sometimes, like even in the temple also we see, sometimes we make friends with others, ultimately for our own sense enjoyment. No, for our own gratification. Like we must think, our friendship with others, how much is it based, like, on our relationship with the Guru and with Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas? No. Ultimately, we see, oh, he has similar taste, I have similar taste, so he's my friend. Or he says nice things to me, he doesn't say anything bad to me, he's my friend. But how much are we really, what is the foundation of our friendship? Their friendship was completely for Mahaprabhu's pleasure, not for their own self. They were never friends for their own selves. They were friends for Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu appreciated that friendship so much. And being such close friends, they served Mahaprabhu with their life and soul. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he sent them there to Brajmandal. Then he said, oh, go and rediscover all these pastime places of Radha and Krishna. And then, as you know, Bhugarbha Goswami, along with Lokanath Das Goswami, manifested so many pastime places. And because they were so humble, they never mentioned their names. Rather, they always kept themselves concealed. So this way, he served Mahaprabhu with his life and soul. And we hear that he served in such ways that Mahaprabhu would also appear to him directly and give him darshan and speak to him. So this way, today is also his Tirubhav Tithi, Bhugarbha Goswami also. And today is also the disappearance day of Sri Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. He is the beloved Siksha Guru of Arshila Gurudev. Gurudev himself wrote such a nice article for him on his Vyas Puja Tithi, on his appearance day, where he said, oh, when Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj came, he came where? To Mayapur first. There he served with Vinodda. Even after Param Gurudev took sannyas, many of his godbrothers, because they were so intimate with him, they would always address him as Vinodda, and not anyone, not in any other form. And Puri Maharaj this way, he said, oh, Vinodda and Naraharida, these two elder brothers of mine, they showed me so much love and affection that he said, I have never received such love and affection anywhere else, he said. He said, on receiving such love and affection, I only hope to stay for the rest of my life in Mayapur, he said, and just spend my life there in the service of Srila Prabhupada. But then, as you know, Prabhupada, he sent him preaching to many places. He had to manage the publication and all these things. And even when Prabhupada made him the editor, he said, how can I serve you? I don't know anything, he said. Prabhupada said, if you're really sincere in your heart, if you really desire to serve Guru and the Vaishnavas, then they will inspire you in all ways. Don't have to worry. And then even in his advanced stage, it has been described by the Vaishnavas that he was so, his back was bent. And then his hand would be shaking. But still, there would be a wooden plank to support him from behind. And he would continue writing. And this way, until his... For 75 years after Prabhupada gave him the order, he continued. And then he was staying, after serving in Mayapur as head pujari, he was staying in Ambika Kalna, where there was a temple of Ananta Vasudev. This temple was gifted by the king of Vardhaman to Bhakti Hridayi Ban Maharaj. But Ban Maharaj told the king that, oh, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj is my very dear godbrother. You must give him this temple. So then Puri Maharaj, he stayed there. He was serving for many years along with his godbrother, Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Prabhu, who was from Odisha, who was a personal cook of Prabhupada. So this way, when he was serving there, so many wonderful festivals took place there. And then he was serving also and doing his translation work. But then his godbrother, Bhakti Vichar Jajavar Maharaj, he came there. And then he told him, oh, Prabhupada has given you this seva specifically, this publication seva, so you should give more and more time for this. So then Puri Maharaj, he thought about this very deeply. And then he handed over the the seva of Ananta Vasudeva to his god brothers, and then again he returned to his publication seva. And there he started serving in Bhaktidait Madhav Maharaj's temple. So there it is said Bhaktidait Madhav Maharaj was actually his junior god brother, came after him. But still he served under his guidance for more than 30 years, 40 years. And then Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he joined the temple by listening to Puri Maharaj's Harikatha. But still Puri Maharaj, he accepted Sridhar Maharaj as a Siksha Guru. And then we hear that Bhakti Kumud Sant Maharaj, Puri Maharaj was the one who actually brought him to the temple as a small boy. And he was a small boy. But still, Bhakti Pranath Puri Maharaj, he would tell whoever he would meet or go take initiation from him. So this is how he was. So humble. He would say that, oh, Prabhupada said that we are all like brooms cleaning the hearts of all the jivas. But he said, I'm not even a broom. He said, I'm a broomstick. He said, I'm only a stick there, not even a broom. And at the same time, although he would be very soft, sometimes it is said that until he would reach the dham, he would not even drink a single drop of water. Until he would have darshan of the deity, he would not eat anything, drink anything. And then he would be very, very strong also. Once some person, he chastised one brahmachari in front of Puri Maharaj. He said, he called him many bad names. And Puri Maharaj, and then the same person, he tried offering some pranami to Puri Maharaj. And he said, what are you doing? Just in front of me, you called him such bad names and you're trying to please me. This is Vaishnava Parath, he said. How can you do this? This is like double standards, he said. Therefore, we see he's written that beautiful book also, no? The Heart of Krishna, where he's described Vaishnava Parath. It's so serious. Like once one person, he had like a very serious problem. So the doctor, he told that person that, oh, you must get operated on, he said. If you don't get operated on, you may even die, he said. So then this person, he went to Bhaktivichar Jajavar Maharaj, saying, oh, this doctor is saying I may die if I don't get this operation. What to do? And Jajavar Maharaj said, show me your hand. And then Jajavar Maharaj, he held his hand like this. He was feeling his pulse. It seemed he was checking him for his medical condition. Then Jajavar Maharaj said, oh, you're fine totally. He said, no problem. Then why am I, and what is the problem? Then he said, Vaishnava Parad, he said. Because you committed this Vaishnava Parad, you're having this problem. He said, I can see it, he said. Then he said, what can I do? He said, go and beg for forgiveness from that Vaishnava who we have offended, he said. So then immediately this person, he ran to that person who had previously committed an offense to some time back. But unfortunately, that person had died. They had even cremated his body. So then again, he came back running to Jajavar Maharaj and he said, oh, what to do? No, he's died. Now, what can I do? Then Jajavar Maharaj told him, now what can you do? Nothing. No, just repent, he said. Because if you repent, 50% of the offense is already gone. So repent and just chant Harinam the whole day and night, praying for forgiveness. This is how serious Vaishnava Parath is actually. They're teaching us by their own examples. So we must be very careful as well. No, sometimes even while joking, we may say something about our God brothers, this, that, but that might even be an offense also. So they say Puri Maharaj, he warned everyone, all the sadhakas, how to be very careful with this Vaishnava Parath. And he himself would never accept any offense. You see, a quality of a Vaishnava is he never accepts any offense. Why will he accept? So then we see, but Krishna, he accepts. But the Vaishnavas, they never accept. You know, like we hear Puri Maharaj himself, like if anyone would say something to him also, which would be a little offensive, like if anyone would call him a Kanishta Adhikari, this, that, he would never say anything. He always accept everything with a smiling face. So this is how it is said when he was entering into Samadhi, he never spoke to anyone. But when Gurudev came there, Gurudev told one of the sevaks that, can I speak to Maharaj? Then the sevaks, like, immediately they seated Gurudev next to Puri Maharaj. And then Gurudev, he whispered into Puri Maharaj's ear, saying that, oh, your servant Narayan Maharaj has come. And then immediately he opened his eyes and he started speaking to Gurudev with so much love and affection. And Gurudev said, I don't think he ever spoke to anyone else after that again. Maybe I was the last person that he ever spoke to. And so Gurudev would say, I was the first sevak of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So I'm the first. No one else was even there before me, he said. And we hear also from the Vaishnavas, know that before in the Jagannath Puri temple, they would never carry anyone on a palanquin. Never. But seeing Puri Maharaj's advanced age, the Pandas themselves carried him on a palanquin to have darshan of Jagannath. This is how he was. Like, when he would speak Harikatha, it is said he would speak for hours on end, for many, many hours. He would just keep a picture of Prabhupada next to him And closing his eyes, he would continue speaking. And then this gradually, when it would be 10 o'clock in the night, everyone would have left. And then the sevaks would like gently like touch him and like tell him, Maharaj, there's no one here except you and me. And then Puri Maharaj said, who am I speaking Harikatha for? For my Prabhupada, for them. Why are you disturbing me? So this way, it is said that once what happened, when he was in a temple, he was actually praying to the shoes of all the Vaishnavas in the morning. Once what happened was, one brahmachari, he came in the morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning. There he saw Puri Maharaj reaching down and touching everyone's shoes. He was praying to the shoes of all the Vaishnavas and he was praying, oh, please give me your mercy, please give me your mercy. Everyone he was praying. And then if anything would be given to him, he would touch that to his head, saying, oh, Prabhupada has given me this. Even like 1 rupee, if anyone would give to him, he'd say, oh, Prabhupada has given me this 1 rupee, he would say. And he would touch it to his head and keep it to his heart. And then he would say, oh, this should never be misused. And then it would say, even if someone would give him hot water to bathe, he would touch that, he would sprinkle a few drops of that hot water on his head, saying, oh, this water has been bought by the Vaishnavas. This is like their remnants. How can I use for my own enjoyment? Please forgive me. Then he would use that water for bathing. So this is how he was. And then Gurudev would say, along with Bhakti Buddha Shauti Maharaj, he and Bhakti Buddha Shauti Maharaj were the only two, were the most prominent disciples of Prabhupada who would perform the deity installation ceremonies. So Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj and Shauti Maharaj, both of them, they gave their own notes to Gurudev, how to perform the deity installation. They gave their own handwritten notes. Puri Maharaj himself gave his book to Gurudev, actually, take this book. And Gurudev, he said, I performed all the deity installation ceremonies according to how they taught me. But he said, now that I've become old, I've taught my other followers. But I myself have stopped. But following their footsteps, I did all these ceremonies. So today in this sthiti, he was given samadhi there in Ishodhyan. He entered into samadhi. He actually left this world in Jagannath Puri. And Gurudev also left right there. The places where they left is like a stone's throw away. Right there they left, both of them, in Chakratirtha. So you can see such an intimate relationship they had with each other. And then he was given samadhi there in Ishodhyan. Ishodhyan means the garden of Isha, when Srimati Radhika. So he was given samadhi right there in the garden of Srimati Radhika. So today is the very day where all these three wonderful associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they entered into the spiritual world. And then they're resuming their services and they're also blessing anyone who wishes to follow the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Nisha Kalpata Rubhishya Kripa Sanvayu Chavatyanam Pavani Pyo Vishnami Pyo Namo.
So, offer first my obeisances to our Guru Padma, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Bhama Goswami Maharaj, and to all Guru Parampara. And especially today, to Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj on his auspicious sthiti. We have heard so many nice harikatha from Srila Giri Maharaj. And on this special day, there's so many qualities of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj that, I mean, he wrote so many beautiful books. If you ever get a chance, there's a book called The Art of Sadhan by Puri Maharaj. And if you don't have so much time to read, then The Heart of Krishna, very beautiful book. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj is explaining how it's very important we should never do Vaishnava Parat. Very, very, very important for our spiritual life. Never cause any offense against any Vaishnava. And in his life, you can see all his life, he's 100% just completely humble, never fighting with anybody, never criticizing. One acharya that there was nobody, not possible to hate. Nobody hated Maharaj. So sweet, so humble, that no matter what institution, anyone, nobody could even say anything to him. More, he was the embodiment of humility. Vaishnavata hi saralata. Real Vaishnava is very simple. Very simple-hearted and with so much love. So just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with all his associates. So Parshada Suyadamada Avatari Saint, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also came with his associates. And Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj was one of his very beloved associates. Also, he was very merciful to Westerners. So much that even without qualification, he gave so many people sannyas. Everybody came and said, you want sannyas? Okay, I give you sannyas, no problem. So completely just like, completely never looking at if somebody is ugly, poor, you know, rich, tall, whatever, Westerner, Easterner, nothing. He's completely only seeing the soul and only like giving everybody chance to come into this line. One thing that also was very glorious about Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj is he had really deep sambandha with Thakurji. No, like Prabhuji all the time telling us, oh, we're not developing a relationship with Krishna. Krishna is here, and because of our material eyes, we cannot realize how the Lord is here in the altar and all the time present there. And in this special form, like we heard from the Vaishnavas, in this special form, the Lord is so merciful that he's not saying anything. Because we're all the time doing offenses, you know, against the deity and everything, but the deity is so merciful that he just smiles at us and, okay, tolerates us. And they're all the time giving us his mercy. We can see in Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj's life, how he had his deep connection with his Thakurji. Also very early in the morning, his sadhan. He always had his sadhan, very fixed in his sadhan, reciting, reading granthas, and doing so much harinam, puja, and so much respect for his grantha. Before taking even one drop of charanamrita, he would chant so many rounds and everything he wouldn't need before chanting 64 rounds. So he was completely just like absorbed in bhajan. So he is the example of how to do bhajan and everything. And going back to this point about his relationship with Thakurji, he had so much deep connection with Thakurji that he felt everything that happened to Thakurji. Like one time, he was staying in his room, and then the pujari was taking care of the deity. There was nobody around it in Gornitai, and then he hit the deity with his elbow. You know, he did it with his elbow, and then the deity like fell, and then he put it back up, whatever. He was like not in a very good mood serving. And then later when he see Puri Maharaj, Puri Maharaj said, like, call this pujari here. He called the pujari and say, oh, why are you hitting I think it was Gadadhar. Why did you hit Gadadhar with your knee? And he's like, but Guru Maharaj, he says, how do you know? Nobody was there. I know everything. You think I'm this old person sitting here and I cannot move? No, I'm looking at everything. I look at everything you're doing. So like this guru is present everywhere and he has this deep connection with the Lord. So that's why he can feel everything from the Lord. Also, another occasion, there was this time that Puri Maharaj was in the night and he started feeling so much burning in his back. And he called his seva and said, And he said, I'm burning. And then he said, okay, but Guru Maharaj is nothing there. You have nothing. There's nothing here. There's no fire, no heat, nothing. No, I'm burning. It's definitely something. Call immediately the temple and see what happened there, because I'm burning. And then they called Pujari and said, no, nothing happened. And he said, no, really, tell me what happened. And then finally they admitted that what happened was that the pujari, he had left the ghee lamp like that, and then Giriraj cloth, he got caught on fire and he got burned, you know, a little bit, the Giriraj Shila. So like this, the deep connection between Vaishnava and Krishna is completely like showing in the pastimes of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. Not only that, he was teaching us how to be complete Guru Sevak, all the time humble, and even following all strict rules and regulations, just to show us, you know, that that if you really want to advance in bhakti, then you should do a little bit of vairagya. No, sometimes Vaishnavas here are very merciful and they tell us like, oh, no problem, you have nice, very nice prasad, manikas, you cook very nice, very delicious preparations, very nice. But this is just in the beginning stages. Actually, if you want to advance in bhakti, then you really have to think about higher things, you know. And in Gaudiya Math, they were very strict all the time. They did Nirjala Ekadasi and all night I'm just doing bhajan. And he followed like that. Even in his old age, he was following like this. Not only that, even they have all the rules. Like, for example, right now, we don't have to follow so many rules because of Vaishnava's mercy, but even in Gaudiya Math, it was considered like, you know, very, very detrimental that you pee standing up, you know? Everybody has to pee sitting down. And, you know, and even in his old age, he used to come down and say, Guru Maharaj, and then his sevas were like, Guru Maharaj, you're so old, how can you? No, I follow rules. So he's been sitting down, you know, until he could. Because also there's, I think, something in the Shastra, it says that if you're peeing standing up, it's like peeing in the mouth of your father, of your guru, or something like that. So anyway, it's very, like, strong regulations they follow in Gaudiya Math. And he was all the time very, very strict in his sadhana. You know, just like Srila Raghunath Goswami and all our Guru Bhargava, you can see their deep vairagya, you know, and this you could see also in his life, in his glorious life. And yeah, there's so much unlimited mercy that Srila Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj gave to everybody. And even our Gurudev, there's this path, you know, something we can learn from our Gurudev's life is how he served all Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvati Thakur's disciple. Like we heard from the Vaishnavas, anybody that came to Keshavji Gaudiya Math, Srila Gurudev, any like disciple of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta, then Gurudev would serve him with so much, you know, attention and everybody was very happy with him. And Gurudev used to tell this Leela all the time about Bhakti Paramapuri Maharaj, that when Gurudev left his ashram, he left everything, but he had one lota he brought back from his house, and that's the only possession he had. Then one time while he was bathing with Puri Maharaj in the Ganga, when he was serving Bhakti Puri Maharaj in the Ganga, then one wave came of the water and it got the lota, and the lota started going with the river. And then Puri Maharaj started laughing. He said, okay, your final attachment to is gone now. Now you completely surrender now. Your last thing is gone. So there's unlimited qualities that we can learn from Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. But the main thing that we should remember is that really something we can see from his life, if we don't really try to develop this humility and avoid doing offenses to Vaishnavas and really thinking that there's higher things than just looking for enjoyment of our senses, then these are the things that we can learn from Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So today I'm praying at his lotus feet that even though we're so unqualified and he's been so much merciful to, especially to all Westerners, you know, so many people got so much mercy from him, that he continues dropping up his mercy, and that we can learn from his beautiful life how we can develop, you know, Guru Bhakti, how we can become more humble, and how we can learn how to really become, you know, true Guru Sevaks. Actually, one last thing that I remember, that one time, like Maharaj was explaining, Srila Puri Maharaj, the seva that he was given was to editor. He all the time used to be writing so much beautiful articles of Srila Prabhupada, and he was so expert in writing. And then his Guru Maharaj, but he told, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, I'm not qualified. I don't know how to write or anything." And Guru Maharaj said, "Don't worry, I'll give you a qualification." And then he gave him one pen. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him a pen to write. And then even in his old age, he used to write. Then one day his Guru Seva came and he saw Guru Maharaj. And he was laughing and he was crying at the same time. And he said, "Guru Maharaj, what happened? Why are you laughing and crying?" He says, "Now my hand, it cannot grab the pen anymore. So I'm laughing because of this material world, but I'm crying because this is the seva that my Gurudev gave me. This is the pen in Gurudev, and now I cannot do any more of this seva." So like this, he had so much love for his Gurudev, so much nishtha, even in his very advanced age, he would still be trying to do seva until, you know, the senses don't work anymore, but he would just still do it. So anyways, today we pray at his lotus feet that he'd be merciful to us and that a little drop of this humility, a little drop of this Vaishnavism, a little drop of this desire to look for higher things rather than just sense enjoyment come into our hearts. Mancha kalpataru vishya kripa sindhu vishya patita nam panashinu vishya.
ஜானஞ்சனாக்கய சூர்மிளித்தம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நம. வஞ்சாக்கல்பத்ருபிஷ்ய கிருபாசிந்துபைவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. நமாவதன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம ப்ரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்திசே நம. ஜெய ரூபா சனாதன் பட்ட ரகுநாத் ஸ்ரீஜீவி கோபால பட்ட தாஸ் ரகுநாத் எச்சய குசை கரி சரணவந்தன் ஜாயதே விக்னநாஸ் அபீஷ்ட புரன். ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தயால் பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீஅத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசாதி ஸ்ரீ கௌரு பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரி கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி ஹரி, ஹரி ராம ஹரி ராம ராம ராம. बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय. गुरु परंपरा की जय. अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय. गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय. जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुरेश संजीव की जय. भक्त विघ्न विनाश संकर्ण सिंहदेव की जय. भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय. सर्व विश्व प्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय. ஜய ஊர்ஜாபிரத கார்த்திகத்த நியம் சோதாமதர் பிரத கீ ஜய. பிரதபரன்கரி பக்தபிந்த கீ ஜய. ஹரிநாம் சங்கீர்த்தன் கீ ஜய். சமவேத் கௌர் பக்தபிந்த கீ ஜய். கௌர் பிரமானந்தே. நவ இஸ் கார்த்திக் பிரத ஊர்ஜாபிரத தாமோதர் பிரத எண்ட் ஆஃப் டைம் பீஷ்ம பஞ்சக இஸ் ரன்னிங் நவ். So, like first day, Param Gurudev disappears, and last of day, like Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj also is entering the Nectar Lila. Before his lifetime, he is court commissioner, but he is meeting with this Bhakti Ratna Thakur, and he is nice. That time also writing songs and singing songs He has also many followers and groups. But he is meeting with Bhaktivedanta Thakur. He is discussing these ordinary people for song singing, yeah, praising them. What is benefit coming? Why not you sing about God and God glories, God holy lila, and God happiness for you, do everything? Then he say, how I understanding this is God choiceful and God like? Then say bona fide God family members, yeah, God expansion, yeah, God these friends are there. God pleasures for everything doing. Like Billa Mangal Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Bhaktam Thakur. Also the Bhaktivedanta Thakur is disciples of Bhaktam Thakur. He is Bhaktam Thakur all songs and he is memorizing and he is nice singing. And also same time he Narottam Thakur, also Billa Mangal Thakur, Krishna Karnamrita, this Jadev Goswami, Git Govinda, everything they are learning. That things is which is there of worshipping in and offering in God. And so now say ordinary these songs, these meanings and this result is fruit is coming, then what fruit coming? Who giving these fruits? But God happiness for you following this kirtan and singing and anybody hearing, no hearing, God hearing, like Billa Mangal Thakur singing. Krishna is front of, he is blind, Krishna is dancing there and telling, Baba, you more singing than I bring for you Madhukuri. Or more singing than I am give you nice water and I am serving in you. So Krishna, for he is, everything is doing. So now, Bhaktivedanta Thakur Maharaj looking this, this all scriptures, kirtan, all everything. Then he say, oh, Mahabhagavat, Guru Bhargav, darshan, and their mercy, then is spiritual life for this energy coming and taste coming. So where finding? Then he says, you come with me. Then they are both are came. Gurukshudar Babaji Maharaj near. They meeting with his Babaji Maharaj, but Babaji Maharaj, this Ekadashi day, he Nitya Lila enter. And they are big fight. And then Babaji are telling, oh, I am this Babaji Gurukshudar Babaji Maharaj, last of what all are following. His legs is tying with his rope and dragging with his Navadvip Dham and all street and road, like dog and animal die, and then he's dragging and throwing in Ganga. Same, Babaji Maharaj, all Navadvip Dham everywhere, doing parikrama and after throwing in Ganga. Then he is hearing Prabhupada and there is big fight. Puri Maharaj came and his Bhaktivedanta Thakur came. Other also many came, not you thinking ki these things is very small things. At a time everyone news is going and many thousand people came. Then this, after how is Prabhupada alone? There is fighting with his everybody and everybody defeating all Smarta Jati Gosai Babaji's. And after he said, Vaishnava Tinadapi Sunichan, Nishkinchan, Okinchan, their humility. They're telling any things, but disciples are following these things. And this is, they are not disciples. The disciples are all time will be service mood, service tendency. And now I am serving, yeah, I am what doing wrong? Prabhupada is there giving good advice, but nobody following. All are one group, big group, all one side, and Prabhupada alone one side. Then Prabhupada very angry, Nisingamurti. So that time Prabhupada too much shouting and telling. Then like he's just now starting big fight. War starting. Why not starting? There is magistrate and police commissioner. They're also staying there. They're only all making peaceful, therefore they came. But no peaceful. Morning to evening, like is this discussion running. Evening time, Prabhupada, complete Rudra Murti, Nishinga Murti. Then Prabhupada challenging. Nobody disciple, I'm alone disciple. Then say, how you are alone disciple? You giving any evidence? Say, yes. My Guru Maharaj, complete life brahmachari and he has no any other disciple. Disciples following Guru and then is he disciple. Otherwise, he is other way and for telling I am my Guru, then he is not following anything. Then how he disciple? After this proper challenging, then all Babaji's are running, smarto running, this and that. Then district magistrate giving permission and he is giving samadhi. That time he is thinking, I am taking Mayapur. I am not left in Babaji's this place. But all are requesting, please, all are giving free land, Ganga Bank of, you giving samadhi and this is good for us. After Prabhupada is giving samadhi, but they, after starting big business, collecting, this is nature now. Guru's name which is collecting, other holy dham for collecting, Babaji's, any, they very nonsense business starting. All Ganga Devi then is come and breaking, like he's taking samadhi away, then Prabhupada taking Mayapur. So this Bhakti Puri Maharaj, there is meeting, and after Bhakti Ratna Thakur with his every Kirtan program, he is going. And sometime Calcutta Uddading is Junction Road, that time is center, he is coming sometime. After coming sometime in this Bagh Bazar starting temple there, then he is doing Kirtan, Prabhupada is hearing. Prabhupada says, after Kirtan, you coming and meeting with me. Then he came after Kirtan evening time. Prabhupada says, how are you learning this all? Then he glorified and explaining Bhakti Ratna Thakur. Also, he is meeting with Thakur Bhakti Vinod, who is glorifying. Telling, I am before singing, but there are no life. They are also burning and suffering. But this Kirtan is I am starting, then I am feeling is my life is like is new. This one way now going and big flow and mercy is coming, cooling my heart. I am very happy. Also, these songs for Kirtan for I am enthusiastic and I am very greedy. Then Prabhupada himself is telling this Kirtan, very important. This Prabhupada telling you practicing, sometime doing Kirtan, I am hearing. So Prabhupada and also giving him Raghbhushan and after giving him this whole magazine for this article writing for his Prabhupada giving. He is slow left his service and joined his this Gaudiya Math and Prabhupada giving big responsibility. Continue serving, but he is saying his all time, you this much doing for God service, but seriously. Not like his work area servant. Servant is working, payable servant, taking money and going. He not doing anybody's happiness for his own happiness, for he is doing something. So this is not correct and right, proper. Unconditional service also not is like his time pass. not thinking, seriously doing, and this is God service, you all time remembering, memorizing, and also serious, then you will be appointed Ananya Bhakta. Then God bless coming, and you will be happy. This much doing, and you will be very happy and satisfaction coming. Otherwise, many persons doing many things, but after no bhakti. Why? They have no attachment. They have no any relation. They know God happiness for doing. Starting all time work, any work, he say, this is not work, this is Hari Seva, this is Guru Seva, this is Vaishnava Seva. This is Hari Seva, Hari is pleased, or no pleased. Realization coming, but he is very far, very distance. First is nearby Guru Vaishnava, there how will be pleased and happy. This is thinking. Then Prabhupada is giving him responsibility. He is saying, only publication seva? No. Every day archan, every day deity service, and how serving, then Prabhupada himself, Gopal Guru Goswami, Dhyanchandra Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur line, everything teaching. First time, this Gaudiya Math, this Prabhupada is arranging all Brahmin pujari, when caste Brahmin. But why is Jagannath Mishra house? Jagannath Mishra is caste Brahmin. So any other Jati Gosai are smart, though, Babaji's, there is attacking, oh, here is Jagannath Mishra house, any other caste is going and cooking and worshipping. Then Prabhupada thinking about this, first time Jagannath Puri to bring in two sevak, Brahmin. But they are payable servant, long time they cannot stay. They sometimes running, sometimes here and there going. Then after this, Bhakti Puri Maharaj came, his high-class Brahmin family, this Goswami Maharaj came, Bhakti Dev Madhav Goswami Maharaj came, Bhakti Budev Soti Maharaj came, Bhakti Devan Maharaj came, only mostly Brahmin families, high-class, very royal families. And also qualified Sanskrit and everything. After Prabhupada himself, he is teaching this Bhagavad Parampara and Bhagavad Gurus, all, how is there's by love is, one is Sarasiki Upasana and Mantramayi Upasana. So Sarasiki Upasana, mantra it is, you are offering Pushpanjali, yeah, everything, bhoga, everything, but you have no love. Anything happen, then they're doing, not thinking, okay, I'm giving a little salt, I'm something very nice things bringing, fruits giving, sweets bringing, giving, yeah, nice, everything arranging, nice cleaning, and all time in temple, going then is, oh, anywhere, dirty cloth, yeah, this spider net, yeah, any cockroach, yeah, other all insects. The own room cleaning, why not cleaning deity's room? Everything not care. The Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj near Prabhupada, his first time, this Gaudiya Math Sarasiki Upasana, how is Braja Gopis are serving continue. This Siddha Pranali called Siddha Pranali. Now is book publishing in Bengali, not Sanskrit and Bengali language, which is no publishing Hindi, English, this Sarasiki Upasana. Only Archan Marga, ordinary Vaidhi Marga and Mantra Upasana, this is printed. But Maharaj, near is this all things Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur giving. Then he is all Gaudiya Math, near is deity installing, temple opening, any program he is going and he is himself is doing. After he is teaching many others, now his books also, they publishing. So Maharaj, the Sarvashik Upasana, his Chaitanya Mahat continue his publication seva, Archan, both doing. After Prabhupada disappeared then, this Ambika Kalna, Anant Vasudev Temple King Palace, very nice temple, and there is, king is giving him seva. He is all time chanting, mantra, seva, complete busy, no time going by outside, some collecting, how maintaining, and now slow, slow, he is near, some sevak also came, how maintaining, sevaks are asking, oh, Gurudev, all are going for collection little bit. Gurudev say, seva is most important. You are not thinking about other things. Now is seva is important. So they are doing seva, but how maintaining temple? Need management for maintenance for, but Puri Maharaj never giving permission. Going these vishayas, all bogi, contaminate, heart is very dirty, they are giving anything, how are you purifying? How will be this is pure? How can offering God? How possible? Therefore, these contaminated things not taking. Taking then you will be dirty. Mahaprabhu giving permission. Vishwai ranna khaile molin hai mon. Molin mon hoile na hai Krishna smaran. Very easy. Going anybody's house, anybody cooking, giving, offering, and I'm eating and giving lot of donation. I'm very happy. But after fruit is coming, result is coming, what? More than dynamite, rust, everything lost. Everything. But then Maharaj very strong. Not give up. After this king is telling, I am helping temple service for, I give you all property, I am monthly something giving. Maharaj said no. Then last his godbrothers are asking, how are you maintaining? He said, Krishna maintaining. I am servant of Krishna, his family is, then he automatic maintaining. Why I am thinking about this? But they going Ganga bathing, Brahmacharya is going. So somebody something giving, but not is enough. But Maharaj has strong faith. Then Maharaj never giving permission. Now many people coming for darshan. And this service after, very nice now, clean and everything, kirtan running, harikatha running. People automatic coming, coming, coming. And every day, many people coming, harikatha, kirtan. So one day, Janmashtami, after Nandosho. So many people now coming, harikatha, kirtan, darshan, some gift ones bringing. Then telling, Maharaj, tomorrow Nandosho. And today is fasting, Janmashtami. Day and night, Maharaj, all Ekadashi following Nirjala. All Janmashtami. All Vrata. So Prabhupada pushed the followers, how is strong and serious. Oh, cannot be. Night time, never sleeping. Vrata time. Harikatha, kirtan running all time. So now, this next day Janmashtami, Nandosho. People is 10, 11 to coming. Oh, Anant Vasudev temple has Nandosho, big festival. Sevaks are asking Gurudev, no rice, no dal, no sabji, no flour, no chapati, no pudi, nothing, no pot also. All are inviting, all are coming. So I am not inviting, Nanda Baba inviting, Nanda Baba, no, Nanda Baba's Nandosho, not my Usab festival. I am worker, working, servant, I am serving only. Then how people maintaining, how giving prasadam? Say, Nanda Baba, know everything, you don't be worry. Later, arati time, no bhog also, nothing. People is gathering. Oh, people abusing, insulting. Sadhus are telling lie, liar, cheater, this and that telling. Oh, Maharaj saying, you are came Nandosho for kirtan, prasad is most important. Harikatha more important. Only feeding for, filling for pigs are also eating, and many toilet eating, many snake also eating, python, maithan eating, many things. Everybody eating. You are not hearing Harikatha, no kirtan, also drinking. Then how are you understanding this Nandosho? The Maharaj is studying Harikatha. Harikatha running, running, many sadhus, Hariras, Harikatha, then sadhu madadimatta. He is mad like Harikatha running. Now 1 o'clock gone, 2 o'clock gone, people some coming, going, and some hearing, Baba, nice Harikatha, nice kirtan, Harikatha, then kirtan. After like 1 to 3 o'clock, at time looking, truck came, a lot of pots and foods and milk and sweets and everything. And all are quickly taken down, and cooking men came, the many pots with his cooking, nice preparation, was big bhoga offering after all taking prasadam until night time 12 o'clock. Prasadam running, non-stop running. So Maharaj, his lifetime, is saying our duty bhajan, and bhajan for sadhan. And after what happened, what will be, what bhakta devotees for Krishna's arrangement, God arrangement, this is not his, our vision, our only bhoga for no desire. Bhakti is for desire, then everything is very well. All time thinking, oh, what tomorrow eating, what now eating, little later what, where from coming, thinking, don't know what doing in you, thinking then, but not thinking Krishna Seva for, Guru Seva for, bas, collecting, and after finish, then after how can coming, where from coming, bas, like is this, sensitive people. So now, Puri Maharaj, that time to everybody has big respect. Maharaj every day bathing Ganga. Never Mayapur then bathing Ganga, Ambikakalna then bathing Ganga, Devaranda Kolimar then also bathing Ganga. He morning time going Ganga non-stop. It's a cold winter, rain, storm, summer, never, all time. Vrindavan coming, then going Jamuna. So he is every day going Ganga, then he going Ganga, stop stuti, praying, after remembering, offering pranam. How is serious? This is understanding big problem. How is this? They are serious. Ganga going, before going and then pray, stop stuti, after offering pranam, there is sitting, and after puja, and after bathing, then after also many times he is there giving. After temple coming, then archan after. Also, there is rules. After archan, then giving bhoga. And without bhoga prasadam coming, then nobody drinking water, nobody eating. And one day, Bhaktivedanta Madhav Goswami Maharaj is asking, no archan complete, then I am going bhiksha collection. Maharaj or anybody, brahmachari, never staying in temple. They are going every day, some places, program or bhiksha collection. Then Maharaj asking, Maharaj, when will be archan? Then without archan, not possible drinking water also, without charanamrita. Then when will be complete? Now time is over, I am going many office here and there. So Maharaj, looking and thinking, see, this gopis are serving, Yashoda Mata serving, and servant has duty, everything is not is equal. So then Madhav Maharaj said, okay, last night any prasadam I am taking and going. Avatti Vikram Maharaj also, every day morning time going, bhiksha collection, every day going. Last night any chapati, any rice, putting water, then little taking, eating, and then going. And coming evening 3 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock. Very far going collection for. So these brahmacharis are every day going. Then they are what taking then? Udar Archan? and Charanamrita, then last night anything extra, then eating and going. And Archan after, they are offering boga, flat rice, yogurt, banana, coconut, and some rasgulla, yes, sweets, some one plate, every day offering. But Maharaj's rules, he is offering boga, Radharani's and Krishna's for one, Mahaprabhu's for other, separate, Guru's for separate, all separate, separate boga. Now also, when Bhakti Sri Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj temple, there are Sadashivas, one boga, Gopeshwar for, and one Bhavati Maharaj for, one Siddhanti Maharaj for, one Radhabir, this, there Gopinathya and deities for, Mahaprabhu separate, many boga plate, pujari, how many things taking? Yeah, how many offering? And every day, nice things. Then, but also prasadam, only two, yeah, three, four, five devotees, what doing? How arranging? But Krishna, everything doing, managing. Also Krishna sending, who is taking prasadam? Also sending. Also coming people, now is they know very respectfully, many things the presentation bringing. Yeah. The last of time, Maharaj in Jagannath Puri, Jai Ho. So Maharaj is Jagannath Puri. That time, Jagannath Puri, Maharaj is one day asking, oh, I am very old now, I cannot walking. Jagannath, asking Jagannath, give me darshan. Jagannath temple, he said, by palanquin not possible anybody going. Not this is not allowed. Then Jagannath Panda Pujari is near his Sevaksa requesting. My Guru Maharaj's desire, he's over 100 years now, but he's one time Jagannath near is coming and offering darshan, but he cannot walk. Pandas are say no. All are going and bringing him, and all are carrying and with the soldiers. Within palanquin and taking Jagannath temple and Jagannath lotus pit near. Then Pandas are they arranging and also they bringing and going Jagannath like very high Jagannath seat. Then they taking Maharaj Jagannath seat, Jagannath lotus pit. Maharaj saying, oh, Jagannath is always kind. I am waiting long time, but now I am. Understand, God is merciful and He is accepting me. Somebody telling, oh, Maharaj is only Archan doing, therefore Maharaj is Kanishtha Adhikari. Then this is telling, Maharaj hearing, somebody telling, Maharaj, they are telling you are Kanishtha Adhikari. So, oh, I have one Adhikar, this is now is one guarantee. I have no before Adhikar, I am not thinking I am fallen. Now one Adhikar giving me, Kanishtha Adhikar, this is good for me. How much lucky I am. I have no Adhikar, I am thinking I am fallen soul. But they give me Kanishtha Adhikar, very nice. One Adhikar is come. Maharaj very happy, asking them, they giving a lot of bless. This Adhikar never lost my, I am not lost my Adhikar. I Kanishtha Adhikar, I am better, this is better. So Maharaj all time, very happy, smiling all time, talking very slow. Last time, Maharaj cannot like Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, 100 years over his, then body complete bent like, cannot speaking, sound system which is also not like understanding. But Maharaj, Harikatha never stop. Writing never stop, all time writing. He's saying this Vaishnava Seva, Ganga Seva, Tulasi Seva. This is Bhakta's very important Seva. How you enter in this God family? Family members with is not is you are related. You are not serving. They are not happy and pleased. Then how can you going? Mathura temple before is on top of roof, Tulasi garden. The Gurudev say Tulasi is protecting you, everybody. Without Tulasi, Krishna is near and dearest nobody. So Tulasi Seva, Ganga Seva, and Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava for, I am thinking, oh, he is one lower caste, this caste, this caste, this, this and that thinking. But Vaishnava is, body is not Vaishnava and mind is not Vaishnava. Soul is Vaishnava and Bhakta. So this soul for you are not respecting, then how are you going God near? Eh? So some soul is conditioned soul, some is pure soul. Eh? So how understanding? Therefore Maharaj very easily, many is in last time Chaitanya Gaudiya staying within Bhaktivedanta Madhava Goswami Maharaj. After he disappears, then Bhakti Vallabha Pitta Maharaj came. Also he is like disciple, grand disciple. With his complete life he is maintaining. He never going other way. People giving a lot of pranami, dakshina, and he is taking all and going Bhakti Madhava Goswami Maharaj near. Look, people giving me this you taking. He say, Madhava say, why I am taking your pranami? People giving you. Say no, I am with you, then people respecting me. I am in street, any other way, who has know me? I am with you. Anything is coming, I am not giving Vaishnavas, not giving Guru Varga, then how forgiveness coming? The Vishai, everything giving me, why can I digest? What I am doing? No need anything, you giving everything. Then he is giving, Maharaj say, no, Maharaj, please, I am not taking. So then what I am doing? So how is Saranagati? This is big problem. No coming money, no wealth, then it's good. Coming then, automatic attachment, hiding, something, future for thinking. And after, one day I am living in this world, I cannot believe when going. So why not everything using for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Maharaj in his life, until last of day also, all time detached. After many things, his near is, many questions come. He is giving everybody Babaji base, sannyas, giving diksha, any mantra. See, one day chanting, this is enough. But not possible. Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga giving any things, then they also continue to take care. So today is Kartik, last, now tomorrow will be Vratabhanga people. So then Maharaj today is disappears. After bringing Mayapur, and there all Gaudiya Vaishnava came, there is nice this ceremony. How? Samadhi, digging, after there is all holy tirtha, everything things giving, worshipping. Then Haridas Thakur, departure after Mahaprabhu, how following, all process and this chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, all reading and all Vaishnavas respecting. Dhamma Dast is giving and then giving Samadhi Maharaj. So Maharaj is in Mayapur forever. And after Vratabhanga, tomorrow, next day, they're starting big festival. So all Gaudiya Sampradaya, Maharaj is, he's like his all cultures, and his all practice, like his Raghunath Das Goswami is Vairagya, telling Pasana Rekha, like stone top of line. Also Maharaj, anything's doing, like kirtan, archan, any seva. You see, this is, you have faith for God's service, then is you are real. Otherwise, you have no faith. You have doubt now, then where are you? You doubt near, the doubt is out. And you have faith, then everything. And no faith, then no love, then useless. Sukriti. Shubhakarma, also nonsense people, many things doing. So this is also neglect, hate mood. Like many people opening charity center. Then if Babaji, Mahabhagat, Vaishnava coming, also they are like he's giving charity donation. Also ordinary people giving them. Same equal thinking. And some person respecting. like Nigam Maharaj. Every day giving charity. But one day he is giving one Srimad Bhagavatam, one sadhus by respect. Pranam offering, worshipping, food prasadam giving, after giving Bhagavatam. That one Bhagavatam, last of day, Tarakapuri Krishna darshan, and Krishna touching with his feet, giving forever shelter and liberation. But he giving a lot of charity, what result come? Curse. Tomar saying, anything is doing, seriously. This is Krishna seva. This is Mahaprabhu seva. This is Guru seva. Therefore I am doing. Then you, very soon, you realization coming. Now today here, tomorrow, next hearing. Gaur Premanande Hari.